Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
I have myself some kombucha for gut health. Healthy now. Yeah, my gut is healthier, so I can eat what I want.
So
the probiotics.
What is a gut? Is it kind of just like a skin bag that holds all the food you eat?
I mean, aren't we all just skin bags that hold all the food we eat? The whole body?
This is a skin bag that holds my arm bones. This doesn't hold my food.
Welcome to Life Switch, you rate it. Episode 30-something, the podcast where
we should figure out what episode we're on.
Michael and my brother
Mark
record a podcast where we rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10, tell you whether it's good or not, for the posterity of mankind and for future generations. And I have this kombucha here, and I'm going to rate it a 5.
It's just fine?
Yeah, it doesn't have a taste. But I've been told that there's some sort of bacterial...
Bacteria is bad for you. You shouldn't drink it.
Bacterial... thing at the bottom of this cup that is called a mother. That's the mother to the bacteria that is made in this cup bottle.
Oh, so it's the flood from Halo.
That sounds very disturbing when you're telling me my drink has a mother in it that you're not supposed to drink that makes the bacteria that goes to my probiotics.
Yeah, I don't think you should drink that.
It sounds kind of like I'm drinking something from a Lovecraftian nightmare story.
It sounds like you're drinking either, depending on the comic book writer, something that Poison Ivy would force everybody to drink or get very upset at people for drinking.
Would that give it a higher or a lower rating on a scale from 1 to 10?
If Poison Ivy was a fan or not a fan?
If it were make... If
or,
it,
or if you, this was upping your insight.
If this was upping my insight and letting me see the Elder Gods.
I think it's a bell curve. I think it goes up and up and up and up and up until it hits a zero, a 1 out of 10. It's like, oh, like it goes up to a 6 and a 7 to an 8 to a 9, and then it goes to a zero.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can start seeing things in the reality that are realer than anyone else. Oh, I have more knowledge. Oh, I can see the secrets of the universe. Oh, I see the Elder Gods, and now I can't unsee everything that I've seen. I'm dead. Well, or die. Wish I was, because I'm crazy.
I'm a crazy boy.
Maybe that's what happened to me. I've seen things.
That explains the pterodactyl you saw that one time.
Maybe that was a baby Elder God.
Baby Elder God.
A younger God.
An infant Elder God, because Elder Gods are very big.
Yeah, they can be.
I thought they were exclusively super big.
Sometimes they're smaller if you play Bloodborne. But
I felt like, as far as like strict love,
I forgot that we're supposed to be talking to moms here, and this is kombucha, and it's fine. 5 out of 10.
I can't believe you drank that. I can't believe
that you did. I keep saying it and making a joke that I'm going to drink it, because it seems nasty to me that there's a bacterial mother in the bottom of this cup. But I finally decided to do it. You know what? It's fine. Am I going to let the mother touch my tongue? Absolutely not. Never let the mother touch your tongue.
I think the only way to know that you're 100% sure screwed over and have no chance to do anything successful in this world ever again is if you let the mother hit the tongue.
One time I watched our sister's friend drink some homemade kombucha. And
what?
I don't know if the mother is different than a SCOBY. But the thing that accidentally entered her mouth looked like a slug that was about this big, Claire.
Oh, no.
She drank this slug, and I think that was an Elder God. I know that I'm jumping back into this, but I think that it was a baby Elder God. I think the mother is a horror. So, actually, I brought something different to rate this week that wasn't just that.
You didn't want to just... Wait, can you rate the mother real quick?
The mother is a 1 out of 10 because it is essentially Satan in a drink. And that's worse than beer or whiskey, the devil's actual brew. This is Satan himself is in the bottom of this cup, known as the mother.
Dude, the idea of you drink a drink, and at the end of the drink, you drink the mother. It just seems like some weird horror movie thriller type crap.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
when Amanda was like, careful, you don't want to drink the mother. I'm like, what are you talking about? That is the most messed up thing.
And you looked at your wife, and for a second, you were very confused as to whether this was your Michael life or if you got turned into the new weird version of
And then Until you Dawn. Realize that the people that do this kind of like natural remedy kombucha stuff are like kind of in a cult. And I realized that it's just way scarier than I thought. I also, this is unrelated. You know what else I tried to do this week?
What?
I tried contacting Momo.
What?
I tried contacting Momo from the Momo challenge. I installed WhatsApp and I found a couple of the numbers that Momo is supposed to be at. I couldn't figure it out. I think it's because I'm too old to contact Momo. I wanted Momo to tell me to send her a picture of my kombucha, okay. Me drinking kombucha.
Hey, Michael, I have a quick run. This is so sometimes when we talk outside of the podcast, we're going to have one of those conversations and we'll probably cut it out because we're very good at about that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how this is a podcast for the moms? And we just talked about Bloodborne and Lovecraftian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A thing that they know nothing about.
The moms know what Momo are.
No. But they hate Momo. And the idea that you said you tried to contact Momo.
I tried to contact Momo.
And I would argue they don't know what Momo is. They think they do. They know what CNN told them Momo is.
Momo told me nice things. And also asked me to send Momo a picture of me drinking kombucha for some reason. That's actually not what I wanted to rate this week, though. I picked a topic that was more appropriate for our audience.
Momo was just like, hey, yo, dog.
Yeah, I couldn't contact
you. Can you just send me a quick vid of you hitting the apple cider vinegar? Hey, what's up? What's your... Momo was like, can you make every single one of the drinks for the Trim Healthy Mama diet and drink all of them and send me vids?
I give Momo a 6 out of 10 because I think it's kind of funny. But I give that actual statue though a 2 out of 10 because that thing is disturbing as all good.
Yeah, people shouldn't have made that. I think whoever made that,
the person that made that is unrelated to the Momo challenge, but he did sin against nature.
I think he made it. Well, it was probably.
I think he was representing sin. I think he was trying to sin against nature by creating it.
Well, no, I think he was trying to say, "What can I?"
He was trying to create something that was evil.
How do I make something that represents pure depravity of man?
I think he might have been trying to create an elder god.
It's just a video somewhere of him throwing mothers at the Momo statue.
Heck, darn it, we can't get off this subject. Hey, I watched some movies.
What movies week. Did you watch? It's were they good movies?
Well,
was it a series?
That's movies? What we got to determine. It was kind of like a series of movies. It was two movies, but they weren't related. It was almost like a remake of the same movie. I watched The Parent Trap and The Parent Trap.
Which Parent Trap do you like more? Let's get this out of the way.
I don't know, but I want to know. I liked The Parent Trap a lot as a kid, and I watched it, and then I watched the second Parent Trap. Not Parent Trap 2. We tried to watch Parent Trap 2, and I just couldn't handle it. There is a Parent Trap 2 with Haley Mills as a grown-up.
I don't know who that is.
The twin from... Have you seen both the Parent Traps?
Is it one of the blondes from the first one?
Yeah. She's a grown-up and she has a kid.
Okay.
That's
and
all
then
I got.
She gets Parent Trapped?
I don't know. I didn't see the rest because it was stupid.
Or does she have to Parent Trap her grandparents?
I have no idea. And I started watching it and I was like, I am so confused. I thought I was supposed to see two Haley Mills or two Lindsay Lohans, and that's all I came for, is I need to see two. Let me tell you what, those movies, and I already ruined my other joke where I was just going to say, they casted the most identical twins I've ever seen to act in those movies that I've ever seen. They look so much alike.
So much alike, dude. I'm so surprised that the thing worked, but then I saw how much alike they looked.
I mean, The Parent Trap as a concept is very insane.
Yeah, it's super buck wild that you
I don't know if it's a thing. Okay, so let's there's a couple. They have children. Now, I feel like the thing implies that they got a divorce before the children were born. But that can't be right.
That can't
right?
be right because he gets one and she gets one.
It's just very confusing. So okay, so the children are born, they split up, and they each decide to keep one child.
And not ever mention a mom or a sister.
And they decide not to split custody. And let me tell you, this is maybe the most disturbing aspect of those movies, is instead of like doing joint custody or trying to like let the kids know each other, they just kind of treat twins as if they were just identical copies people of the same human.
Well,
they're like, well, I got one and you got one, and well, like, we'll just call it even. It's so splitting. Splitting the children's time halfway. We'll just put the children halfway, and then we're good.
It's a meta commentary, and that's why they use the same actress to do both parts.
Yeah, that's super weird. And so then, like, they meet at a summer camp. I'm explaining the plot of this movie. And here's what I want to get to. They meet at a summer camp. They decide they want to meet the other. They Prince and Pop are their parents. So that one goes to meet the other parent they didn't know, and the other one meets the parent they didn't know, and then they decide that they're going to get their parents to remarry. Now, neither parent has remarried. It really doesn't give a lot of implications as to why they divorced in a time period when I don't think no-fault divorce was
gots
as accepted
to.
As it
no,
is
gots
now.
To.
What?
I said gots to, dude.
I'm just so confused. But anyway, so they... Do you remember the actual parent trap that they do?
No. Wait, don't they get them both to go to a resort? Okay, I very much remember the Lindsay Lohan one.
It's both of them is the same.
Okay,
don't
they go to a resort or something? And recreate
no,
the first date?
Here's how buck wild this is. That's just the very, very tip of the iceberg of the parent trap.
Oh, no.
The parent trap is... They switch and they wait a while to tell their parents. Like they're just trying to pretend to be the other person.
How do they do? Do you think they do a good job?
Well, I mean, they're really good at imitating each other's accents. Like, very good.
Do their accents in the first one?
Yeah. Man. Only it's weirder in the first one. The accents are not... The acting in the first one's just not as good because people couldn't act in the...
I got a question.
What's your question?
Does Lindsay Lohan deliver a better performance in this movie or in Freaky Friday?
I don't know. Probably Freaky Friday. Here's the thing. I don't want to get distracted from the actual parent trap. So at some point, the mom in both movies figures out that
she
has
the
wrong
kid.
Child.
Okay.
She's happy to see the other child. At this point, they have lived with another human being. Once again, they've been living with another human being and barely suspected anything was up. Though,
question.
It's implied that the house help
knew.
Picks up on it. Not right away, but picks up on it before the parent does, which
okay,
is whack.
I remember that. I also have another question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if Molly went home with somebody else, another kid that looked just like Molly came back here, you would know?
I would think so. They don't act... They're not the same person. Twins are not the same people just because they look a lot alike. And that's what I think is very confusing about this movie. And that's where we get to the parent trap. So, at both of the movies, the mom figures out they have the wrong kid and decides they have to legally return the kid and retrieve the other kid.
Yes.
So,
just like the law dictates, if your kids play a prank on you, you have to switch them back.
But here's the thing. They don't contact the dad. In either movie.
Okay.
They just leave and show up. The movies are slightly different about where they show up. They just leave and show up. Don't contact the dad that the people have switched.
Got him.
And in both the movies, the dad, there's a scene where the dad is walking through the house and sees both children and then gets very confused because they're wearing different clothes in different places.
And
so they just fly across the country to return these kids without telling the couple.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's the ultimate thing that is the parent trap. They recreate their first date and then there's a family camping trip and the dad takes the his daughter on the family camping trip every year, and they're supposed to do that again. This is recreated in both movies where the daughters say, we are going to not let our parent know which one is which, and we are going to refuse to tell the parent which one is which until we go on this camping trip together. And they're trying to get their mom to go on the camping trip so that it's the whole family together. And they're trying to force this family outing so that they can have one last-ditch effort at getting their parents to be remarried.
And it works very perfect.
Well, it goes on. There's hijinks that ensue. But here's the whole premise. These two bratty children say, I'm not going to tell you if I'm my sister or who I am. I'm not telling you which one of the twin sets I am. And so we have to go on this camping trip together. And then I'll tell you which one I am. First of all, the parent should be able to tell their own child.
Well, I think this just brings up a good point of maybe the subliminal message of this is that all people need to be branded with certain things so you can tell your kid apart from other kids.
But they can't. Why can't they well, tell their
well,
own?
You see,
and second of all, why can't they get the law involved? Has to be some better way.
First of all, Dad seems real stupo, judging by the whole seeing both kids and not putting it together.
The dad is stupid.
Knowing
the dad is very stupid in the first movie, less stupid in the second movie.
Knowing he has two daughters seems real dumb.
Well, but he hasn't seen his other daughter in 12 or 13 years.
He also doesn't know that they look the exact same. That's fair.
Yes.
However, is the mom
But he didn't
dumb?
Realize that he was living with the other daughter for some period of time.
He never figured it out.
No.
So, like, yeah.
The mom only did.
The dad is real dumb. So, maybe, first of all, that explains the divorce. She's like, you dumbo, I'm out. Second of all.
The divorce in both movies is never really given a good explanation.
Maybe that's why all of their pranks worked. Because the dad was like, man, I don't know which one's mine. I'm too dumb.
The whole.
Maybe it's just a movie about a very sad, dumb man.
In both movies, the funny part is that they try to go on the camping trip. The mom is supposed to go. The fiance gets jealous and says, no, I'm going. This is my future fiance. The mom, having bought into the parent trap by this point, says, you know what? Crazy rich gold digger, you go with my husband camping. You know nothing about going outdoorsy. I'm just going to stay back. Because I know my girls are demon children and are going to play pranks on you the entire time until you leave my husband. Because my husband is going to choose his children over you. That happens in both movies. In both movies, the mom is complicit with the parent trap. In both movies, the mom essentially wants the relationship.
Well, here's
back.
The thing, Michael. That is a giveaway. And much like Ocean's 11, when there's 10 people and you have to find out who the secret 11th person is. This not called parents.
Oh, it's true.
Plural trap.
It's not the parents' trap. It is the parent trap. They're only trapping the dad.
Yeah. So it's a EC. You had to think about it.
The dad really does just kind of get manipulated pretty much all the whole time. He has a very, very, in both movies, it is very obvious that his fiance is a gold digger. Like, extremely obvious, and it gets recognized right away by pretty much
by
every
everyone
party
else.
Except the dad.
I'm telling you, these movies are just secretly about a big dumb boy.
But he's not as stupid in the second one, because in the second one, he definitely realizes what's going on. But, like...
Isn't the guy...
He, like, definitely falls... Like, he's with his fiance scouting out the wedding venue, and definitely sees his ex-wife, and almost immediately falls back in love with her. Which is another reason why it's so bat poop crazy that they ever got a divorce, because they essentially boil it down to, like, we fought sometimes and I couldn't handle it. But, like, not a lot, because we loved each other.
Well, Michael,
I remember what I loved about you, but I forgot what I hate about you is essentially a theme in both movies.
Which the sad thing is shortly thereafter, they did divorce again.
Did they?
And split the kids.
That's just terrible, terrible. I give the movie an 8 out of 10 for being very confusing, but entertaining at the same time.
We're just being pretty buck wild. Michael?
Yeah.
I've been debating about what to rate.
Real quick. Give us, if you liked the parent, tell us which Parent Trap you like more in the comments here. And give us a like if you like either Parent Trap movie. I'm just trying to encourage audience interaction. All right, go ahead. What do you want to rate?
Slang, or the idea of slang. We've approached different slang. We've never approached slang as a concept. So, like, I don't know if I like it, and let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when I'm 21 years old, but I'm not young and cool enough to where I go hang out with Danny and her sisters, and I don't know what they're saying or what they're saying and what it means.
Okay.
I don't like that. However...
I mean, how much is the slang? Are we talking a fully different dialect of English?
No, but also, I'm trying to think of a good example of it. Much like here, I can't think of a specific example, like word for word, but remember that time you went to my football game and that kid said it was very cold out and you said word and he looked at you so very confused because he never heard a word used in that way?
Sure.
Like that. Like, they'll say things, and I'm like, that clearly can't mean what I think it means because that makes no sense. I don't like it. However, sometimes you hear slang and it makes me laugh every time. The first time I heard somebody say, I'm going ham on something, they're referring to putting the order at Scooters away. When I worked there, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm going to go ham on this order. And I laughed very hard because I didn't know what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think slang is funny, but I also don't want slang to change ever again because it makes me feel old and irrelevant.
Mm.
I'm supposed to be young and cool and fun and this good internet boy.
Have you ever heard a kid call another kid default?
No.
It's like it's a new slang thing that comes from Fortnite.
Is it for referring to default basic?
Skins? No, it's saying that they have default skins, like they're noobs at Fortnite. But now, like, that's a thing that they'll be like, oh, that dude's so default. Which, like, I guess it could be basic or like uninteresting.
Dude, the time that somebody explained basic to me was a 12-minute Scooters conversation while I worked there. I was so baffled by the idea that I was like, for just being a normal person. For doing a stereotypical thing, but stereotypes are bad.
Slang is a way to take 300-year-old language and modernize it so that you feel like you're a part of culture.
Well, okay, so I like, again, I also like the idea of us not being scared of words. Like, I do, like, I think it's funny when people, it's very, like, arbitrarily sign, like, well, we can't say these things and can't say these things and stuff. Like, when people do that with words.
Word to your mother is a thing that people said.
They should still say that one, though. For sure. Word to your mother, dude. Well, here's what I'm saying. I like the idea of slang because it shows, like, we as humans invented language. We have mastery. Like, we shouldn't let, like, words rule over us. We rule over words. We're people.
But the thing about slang is it's a way to create nuance.
It's showing that we are masters over words. Yeah, like, we are in charge of it. We can say a thing that's been said for years and it means something different now.
But it's also a way of nuancing. Like, there are other languages that are way more descriptive than our language. But if
not true. English is the best language.
If I say, that dude is very smelly, that implies a level of smell. But if I say, that dude reeks,
or that dude that implies stanks,
it'd be like, dude, you best stank. It implies something completely different. It's a level of nuance that we don't get from normal language. Slang is awesome. I feel like we had to have made up our own slang on this show before, but I can't think of any examples.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's also it's also a little bit of a way of, like,
it's almost elitism. Too fluid.
It's almost elitism, though.
Yeah, because you have to know what they're saying and be part of that thing.
So, like, when Danny and her sisters have these conversations, it's a way of them being able to use English, the language they know, and talk about things in front of you without you knowing what they're talking about, because they're holding it above you, like, in a classist act.
Yeah, and I feel here's what I'm trying to say, guys. Can you just use slang, like, a little bit? Like, I'm gonna hold on. Start right into the barrel of the camera and just start talking to young people.
All right.
For a second, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Okay.
Can we just put a timeline on slang and have, like, some sort of forum that goes out that explains what the new, so, like, there's, like, a decade, like, this is our decade of slang, and you send me a forum, I read it, and then I know what all the slang means for the next 10 years. I can be part of the fun joke and goofs and stuff.
Now you really, truly sound like an old person. You're like, can somebody just explain to me what LOL means? I thought it was lots of love, but it's not lots of love. Oh, man.
Isn't it loads of laughs?
It's League of Legends.
Fart. Dang it.
Are you actually asking young people to just chill and explain themselves to you so you can feel young again? Because I feel like you could just watch TikTok for like 3 hours.
I'm and not. Get that. Well, here's the thing. I'm not old. I think that's what makes me so upset about it. Is I'm 21 years old. I'm in the prime of my life, and I don't know what anybody's saying anymore. I feel old. So here, let me rate this real quick. Feeling old when you're young, 1 out of 10. I hate it.
What about just feeling old?
I mean, if you're an old person, you feel old, like, good. You're like, don't have a false reality. I don't have a false
sense of reality.
Yeah, you're a crazy person.
What about when I feel old? I'm 28. That's not really that old. No,
you shouldn't feel old.
But, like, I also don't feel like I have a problem with understanding modern slang.
How many young people do you talk to?
Zero.
That's why. You don't talk to... You
don't... Wait, does my children count or are they too young? Well, then the answer is 2, and one of them doesn't speak English yet. He still kind of has his own thing.
He's still trying to figure it out. he's struggling.
Oh, man.
So, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go talk to, like, a young person at church and, like, get them real excited about something they're talking about. And they'll say something, and you'll, like, sort of be able to context clues, pick up what they mean, but you'll be a little confused for a second. Oh,
here's a weird thing. This is a little bit relevant. So I met with... Oh my goodness. I met with my wife's cousins when I was on vacation. These are young people.
Okay.
Like 15 and 13 or 12 or something. And I said something. And I said something and I was like, ooh, sick burn. And they didn't know what that... I mean, they kind of figured out what it meant, but they don't say burn anymore.
What do they say? Dunked on?
No, they say oh, roasted.
You roast people. Yeah, he roasted.
Yeah.
That's an office thing.
Which, no, I get that. I also know what it says when, like, you say boom roasted and you roasted somebody. But, like, they didn't know what burn meant.
I've used dope
like,
around...
sick burn.
I've used dope around kids and they didn't know, like, that went cool.
Dope is also, like, older than us. We kind of, like, culturally appropriated dope and
our
word.
In our small circle.
We culturally appropriated dope and word and dog. Though dog expanded to the greater, like, nerd circle.
It did.
I feel like, in my lifetime. What I'm saying is maybe I am old. I don't know. But I feel like slang is good.
I'm not saying that it's not good. I'm saying this is a classic therapy session of what we use the show for. I just wanted to plead with young people to tell me what things mean.
If you're a young person listening to the podcast,
comment down below.
Just give me a slang dictionary real quick.
Comment your favorite slang and what it means in the comments down below.
Yeah, please, because evidently Marcus is really struggling with his midlife crisis now.
You think I'm only going to live to be 42?
Well, you know, things happen.
That's all they ever do. I think slang is very good, though. It's not transcendent, but I do think we should give slang a 9, because I think when you're in on the slang joke, it's so good.
It feels good. And you can say, and you can be the elitist. Yeah. You can say things that other people around you can't understand.
Being an elitist feels good. That's why people do it.
Being elitist does feel good. And as much as everyone wants to fight against classism, when you're at the top, feels good.
Feels good.
Thanks,
so good.
Thanks for listening to
my session. Being at the top 10 out of 10.
I'm glad we're going to end this on a you should be classist to note. Thanks for listening to Life Switch. You rate it. Listen to the post-show ad for all of this other stuff. I hope you love this show. Please like and subscribe and give us likes on Facebook as well if you're watching the video. And do you have anything jokes to end us off on?
Do you think the ocean's so salty because we never wave back?
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WackMatters.com, please go to WackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future.
Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com, where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.